This is the Up North Look Back, where we're digging into the local news archives from 1976, the year KAXE was born. I'm Chelsea Perkins, and it's the week of April 20th. The Grand Rapids Herald Review reported an Itasca County deputy was found guilty of speeding. A state trooper clocked the deputy in an unmarked car going 78 in a 55. He denied speeding and said he was on duty, picking up the bailiff due in court. The judge said he was neither in pursuit nor responding to an emergency and fined him $2 per mile he was over the speed limit. The Brainerd Dispatch reported Brainerd Community College's first kidnapping by permission to highlight a fund drive turned serious. The plan to kidnap the First National Bank president went awry when two masked college students entered with orange squirt guns and a bystander called it in. Within minutes, the bank was surrounded by law enforcement. The state condemned and closed the Hubbard County Jail after a lawsuit by a Leech Lake band member. He complained the heat wasn't good, windows were broken, toilets didn't work, and there wasn't ventilation. Bemidji Mayor Doug Peterson announced a Town Meeting 76, one of many hosted in the spirit of the town meetings of early America as the nation celebrated its bicentennial. The Northwestern Bell Telephone Company announced that eight-party lines were a thing of the past in Grand Rapids and Cohasset, and a Bemidji Pioneer feature story on Roger Anderson and his son Eric preparing maple syrup was titled Sweet Goo, a Collector's Item. As these local stories unfolded 50 years ago, KAXE was getting its start. Keep people-powered radio going into the future with your support now at KAXE.org. The 50 ways. She said, now why don't we both sleep on it tonight and in the morning? I believe that you...